We have a workforce out there that is basically churning the same vendor market. So obviously, if we can leverage existing vehicles or establish vehicles that we can all use together, we're freeing up our contracting workforce as well. So there's a value and soft savings, we'll say, as well as hard savings that can be achieved. But yes, we from the strategic sourcing program are always looking at the guidance OMB sets and DoD sets, and then of course Navy sets for achieving efficiencies.
And so as you examined the way that, you know, the Navy and the Defense Department as a whole actually conducted their conferences, what was it about that that made conferencing in particular look like a good target for strategic sourcing?
Well, we do have some organic government facilities, for instance, for conferences. And we also contract for a lot of facilities. And unfortunately, we didn't have visibility. So there was a couple things going on. There was an opportunity to create some visibility of existing government infrastructure and the resources we had, as well as then collecting the information about the contracts we were using to either source hotels and those types of facilities, as well as then the copying, printing, the publicizing of the events. Because we do often use those kinds of contractors, and there's costs obviously associated with using the vendors, especially if we have resources already available. So it was sort of a joint, two-sided effort there.
So am I understanding right that at least one of the objectives here was, well, first of all, you identified that there were underutilized government-owned facilities, and one of the objectives is to make more use of them. Is that right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the BPA itself. You just awarded it, as I understand. Talk a little bit about how that contract structure is actually going to work.
Well, the BPAs are structured off of the federal supply schedules, and the vendors, the significant portion here is that it is a 100% small business set aside, so we're very excited about that, as we support the socioeconomic programs as well. So the vehicles are going to be competitive. We've awarded 17, which is a healthy small community of vendors. So we will get competition at the task order level. The vehicles have been hosted on the GSA's eBuy site, so they are available to all DoD. They can be readily accessed through the reverse auction tool or through eBuy going to the GSA website. So that will facilitate the ease of use and the visibility of the vehicles. Now, what was important about the vehicles is that there is a reporting requirement in the BPAs, which will allow us to collect the attendance information, where the conference is being held, the number of people being participating, costs associated with the rental copying fees, as I mentioned, and any other promotional costs that are associated with the conference will be reported by the vendor back to the Navy or to the respective agency. That information then is fed up to OSD as part of ongoing OSD oversight of conferences.
That data collection, is the objective there more or less just to try and keep the vendors honest during the current period of performance, or do you anticipate plowing that data into, you know, the way that you structure future contracts or future conference planning?
Absolutely. You know, that data, it builds the next spiral of solutions, and it also helps us then evaluate costs so that we can make good decisions when it comes to future conference attendance and arrangements. Obviously, we've learned in the past there's seasonal cost variations. Off peak periods, for instance, that might be appropriate for having conferences and might be a better value to the government. And the more data we collect like that from the vendors, and the vendors really facilitating this, will allow us to make better decisions about conferences in the future.
The reverse auction aspect of this in particular, can you explain exactly how that mechanism works for people that aren't familiar with it and why you chose to go that route?
It's a great feature that GSA launched last summer, I guess around July of 2013, a functionality that's embedded in the GSA eBuy tool that will allow any contracting specialist who posts the requirement in the tool to request that instead of just getting a quote use an example, next week we would have a quote come in. But the vendor, in this case, would be able to see that, oh, this is a reverse auction. I will have to check back during the 3 days or 5 days the RFQ is out there to see if I'm still positioned to win the award. And if it looks like the vendor can see if they're leading or lagging. They can tell if they're going to win, if they're in a position, or if they might have to adjust their price. And that's just a feature that will enhance, I think, the transparency. The vendors jockey for the business a little bit. And it takes the contracting specialist out of the role of having to do some sort of a negotiation if there's any concern about pricing.
And so it sounds like you're trying to make the conference planning purchasing process from the government side more or less turnkey. But as a government buyer of these services, how much control do I actually have? How much can I actually specify? I mean, can I say I want my conference to be at the Ronald Reagan Center and I want Chicken Kiev for lunch?
To the extent that a respective agency does not stipulate or provide policy, I would, and I hope that agencies take, we all as taxpayers hope that agencies take the appropriate exercise of responsibility, that we manage requirements. We have to begin every acquisition with looking for the government's minimum requirement and trying to satisfy that. But the contract specialist, when it comes to execution, would have some discretion if there's a need to be in the Reagan Center or in that geographic area, that they would be able to designate the geographic area that would be desired and then engage the vendor to try to negotiate the best rate possible for that facility. But we always go back to the requirement and trying to define the requirement. As conscientious government employees, we must define the government's minimum need as our starting place. We can never dismiss the importance of the role of the requirements owners in the strategic sourcing process. I've drawn a pyramid diagram for a number of folks I've briefed about strategic sourcing. On one side, you have requirements. On the other side, you have the acquisition folks who have to execute the contract vehicle. The two finally reach a point at the top, and hopefully you've reached that right balance, the minimum government need balanced with the best contract solution, and we realize the best value for the government. And so we just can't dismiss the role, the important role of the requirements owners and defining that requirement. And this is across the board for any commodity or any service that we buy.
As far as the role of those requirements owners, I think if I'm understanding you right, you're talking about pre-award, before the BPAs were awarded.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. And you can evaluate, you know, we can step back if time permits and we've done some degree of planning. And if we find that we may have overstated a requirement, we can step back and reevaluate and reassess and renegotiate what our minimum need might be. We can drop the gold plating if we were. And that's, again, across any commodity area, conferences or any other supplier service.
Sure. Okay, so this was originally designed to be a vehicle for the Department of the Navy, I think, but it's also open to all of DOD. How much have you socialized this idea outside of the Navy, and are you expecting to have an audience that's bigger than the Dawn?
Yeah, we are expecting an audience bigger than Dawn, and we've shared this with our friends over at the Pentagon, the DPAP community, the Defense Procurement Acquisition Group, and some of the strategic sourcing folks at Air Force as well as Army, and we're really excited that this is the first project we've awarded from scratch. We started with, before the solicitation had gone out in the street, and then engaged with the other services and finally issued it. We have a couple other projects coming out that will also include the other DOD components, but it's really exciting to share with them. We are still trying to get the word down to the grassroots, though, the folks who are out in the field who may have a requirement sometime during the fiscal year 15, then it might be starting to think about conferences. We do want to make sure the word gets down, and I know from the Navy side there's already discussion about policy to try to standardize and push down to the lowest echelons the awareness of these vehicles. materials, and we're hoping the other services follow suit. We'll share with them recommendations along that way.
And beyond just awareness, within the DAWN anyway, is there a requirement to use these BPAs if you're going to go out and plan a conference, or do you expect to see that kind of guidance?
I am expecting to see that kind of guidance being issued. It's been discussed at the DAWN AA group there at the Pentagon, and they're the folks who then aggregate the reports that that go up to higher DOD levels. So I do think that they're interested. They're excited about these vehicles because this is going to actually, again, for efficiency, take work off of them. Instead of doing data calls across the Navy, if we can get the user population to use these BPAs, it's going to aggregate the details of these conferences for them, and they won't have to do some of the data calls. And we probably in a year or two will be looking back at this golden age of data and visibility and transparency that we never had before.